children and church all month long, and, you know, there's so much that we could say about it. But I want us to consider mercy and compassion. And what is mercy, especially in the home, especially in marriage, especially amongst us? What is it? Well, it's sympathy. When we think about sympathy, we're talking about pity. And when we consider pity concerning suffering and misfortune that takes place, even in the home, even amongst us, sometimes we need someone that's just going to alleviate the stress or to take some of the burden, if you will. And so when I was thinking about this, it made me think about how God is a merciful God. If you will, turn your Bibles to Exodus 34. Exodus 34. And we understand there's great value in mercy, especially in the home, especially among those who are married or those who desire to be married one day. And when we think about Exodus 34, and remember, it was Moses who wanted to see the glory of God. And God hid him in the cleft of the rock, and he showed him his backside, if you will. And the very first thing that God says he is, as it relates to his glory, when Moses wanted to see him, he said this, "And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, 'The Lord, the Lord God.'" The very first thing he says, he's merciful. He's merciful. Which means that he's sympathetic. He's pitiful. He has pity concerning those who are suffering and those who go through misfortune, doing all that he can to alleviate the suffering and the distress. God is a God of compassion, one who is willing to alleviate distress. And when we think about the value of mercy, especially in the home, why? Because life has a way of bringing hardship. Job said in Job 14:1, "Man born of woman's few days and full of trouble." And sometimes we bring that trouble upon ourselves, but sometimes it's trouble from the outside. And sometimes it's things that we have no control over, death, loss of valuables, sickness, you name it, we can go on and on and on. Yet it's during these particular times that we need someone that's going to demonstrate some mercy, someone that's going to demonstrate some pity, someone that's going to give us some compassion, having a desire to comfort and to alleviate the distress, if you will. And so it caused me to think about, how can this happen? How can we alleviate distress in the home, amongst us, in the family, in the marriage? How can we do that? A few things I want to give to you. Number one, is there something I can do for you? It's amazing, that question. Can I help you in any way? Do you just need me to listen? Or do you want me to listen with the intent of answering? Do you want me to help you fix the problem, or do you want me not to? I mean, sometimes it's just best to just ask, what do you want me to do? The more I think about this, it made me think about Mark chapter 9 and verse number 22. Jesus was a great listener. He's a great listener. He's coming down off of that Mount of Transfiguration. His disciples are hemmed up, if you will, with individuals. And he asked this man, "How long has this boy been this way?" And that man told him that the evil spirit throws him into the water, into the fire to try to kill him. And he said, "Well, how long has he been this way? Since a child." And so Jesus is seeking something, information, asking the right questions. And the man said, "If you can do anything for us, have compassion for us and help us." It makes me think about sometimes people just need to ask for what they need. But sometimes we need to be like Jesus and just listen, just listen. Sometimes people tell you exactly what they want, but you just got to listen. And it's interesting that God gave us two ears and one mouth. We need to learn how to listen. Why? Because that's how we can learn how to demonstrate more compassion, mercy. And when this is in marriage, in the family, in the church, it just goes a long way. It travels a long way when we can demonstrate mercy. And it caused me to think about some people who are just downright merciless. Friends, we don't want to be that way. But let me tell you what this world can do. Let me tell you what this world will do. We can be around this world so much, Romans 12, 1 and 2, that we can just almost care less about people, sometimes even in our own house. But no, not amongst us. We need to care. We need to learn how to care. And many people in this world are just merciless, especially at home. There's great value in having mercy and being compassionate when people are going through stressful times, matters of anxiety, and so we need to be there for them and demonstrate that mercy when times get difficult. Keep in mind that life is difficult. Life is hard at times, but that's why when you think about the church, when you think about the home, we need to do all that we can to make it what God would have it to be so we can alleviate, not necessarily eliminate, but at least alleviate the stress. At least alleviate it. So are we showing mercy to one another? Are we giving the benefit of the doubt? Are we looking for opportunities to extend mercy, compassion, pity, trying to alleviate the distress? God extends mercy to sinners on a daily basis. As a matter of fact, Titus 3, verses 3 through 5, even Paul said that he was a recipient of the mercy of God. And it is through the mercy of God that he wants us to preach the gospel. According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. It's through mercy. A lot of times people lean on the grace of God, and rightfully so, Ephesians 2 and verse number 8. But keep in mind, Ephesians 2, 4, God is rich in mercy. He's given us what we don't deserve. What don't we deserve? We don't deserve salvation. We don't. But he offers it. He gives it to us. And we ought to be a people, because he has extended mercy to us, we ought to be willing to extend that to those who are on the outside, especially those in our home, especially members of the Lord's church. And so we extend the gospel invitation to those who may not be members. We extend the gospel invitation because God demonstrated mercy to us. We accepted that mercy. We obeyed that gospel. We said, we want to obey your son. And that's what we did. Through believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, willing to repent of our sins, confessing Christ to be Lord, and being buried in water for the remission of our sins, coming in contact with the blood of Christ, being a recipient of the mercy of God. And so we go out and we extend that mercy. God was merciful to us, Brother Brian. We go out and we extend it to others by talking about the gospel. But we need to extend that amongst one another. I used to get in trouble when I was a kid. I know that's hard to believe. Sometimes I was nicer to those on the outside of my house than I was those on the inside. Mom used to get on me sometimes, like, you go out there and treat your friends like kings and come in here and talk crazy to your siblings. That was true. You know, I had to learn not to do that. You know, sometimes we can be nicer to those on the outside than those on the inside. Let us not do that. If we're going to do good unto anyone, let's do good unto those in the household of faith. Let's treat one another well. Let's treat one another right. Let's be merciful to one another, especially in the home, as we stand and as we sing Savior's invitation.